This recording, Japan 15, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Get Secure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of that territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Story Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to start around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking her goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not fertile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with the clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
I live in Toyohashi City, near Nagoya City, in middle of Japan. Toyohashi City is a small city, not so exciting, but I like Toyohashi City very much. Toyohashi City is good for raising children because there are so many parks around here, so children enjoy playing outside. And I have 2 children. Both of them are teenagers. Lately I'm having hard time handling with 2 children. But I'm happy they are nice and they grown up really well. 最近フラダンスを始めました。フラダンスは日本では中高年が楽しんでいるダンスですが、最近仲間に入れてもらってとても楽しんでいます。